convoy consists of about 187 ships, one of which I was on. I got on in Mobile, Alabama in 1939, and we had to go coastwise all the way to Newfoundland, Canada, and that's where they put the convoy together. And then from there, we went across with the Canadian Navy.
Was it dangerous?
Very dangerous. The submarines were out there from the Germans in the Atlantic. And the planes came over and shoot at us in the daytime from the coast of, France and Italy. Not France and Italy, but Spain and France. They came over and shoot at us and go back. We lost about 80 ships out of 187.
Did you have any friends or close?
Yes, myself and two or three schoolmates. We all were on one ship. We joined a ship in Mobile. And, I don't know what they were loaded with, but later on we found out we had dynamites, dynamite caps, stuff like that on board. That was part of our cargo.
Were you ever afraid of losing your life while on board?
We were scared day and night. We only travel at night. We never travel in the daytime.
Why is that?
Because the German subs were out there looking for us. So at nighttime, we went with blackout, no lights. You couldn't, all the crew that smoked couldn't stand on deck and light a cigarette. If you want to smoke, you have to smoke below decks. And you couldn't show no lights at all. And we on a run short distance. Like, we left Mobile and we went to Pensacola. We lay up there during the day. We left Pensacola, we went to Tampa, and we lay up there during the day. And from Tampa, we came around to between Key West and Miami. We lay up around there, and until we did that, until we got all the way to Canada. That's what they call coastwise. Then when we got to Canada, they assembled convoy to go across to Falmouth, England. That's where we ended up.
What was the state of America before the war?
Well, America was in good shape, and all the factories, the war helped us. All the factories were in operation, helping to build what they couldn't do in England because the Germans were bombing England day and night by plane and everything else. People were getting hurt, and bombs were falling all over the place. So the factories in Canada and America is what produced all the stuff. Then later on, the United States and Great Britain and Russia got together with Churchill and President Roosevelt and Stalin, and they went out on some battleship out in the Atlantic and discussed it, and they joined together, and because the Germans were fighting the Russians at the same time. And they got together and we fought the Germans and beat them.
Did you volunteer to fight, or were you drafted?
No. This was not a volunteer program. I was hired. I wanted to be on the ship because I was looking for work. And this is the only way I could find
so
work
with a
decent job, a decent pay, even though you was taking a chance on your life. but it was a way of making a living for yourself and your family in World War II. That was shortly after the Depression.
Did you leave any family behind when you went to go?
Yes, I left my mother and sisters and brother, and I was married then. I was only 19 years old. So just my mother and father and my family, that's all I had.
How did they feel about you participating?
Well, they didn't know because they were in Central America. They didn't know what I was doing in the United States. I told them later on, after, then they all got scared.
What type of damage did the war do to some of the soldiers that participated?
Well, from what I heard, they did a lot of damage. We lost a lot of soldiers. You heard about part of, I think, Omaha Beach. You probably heard the history about that and the desert fight that they had there with the Desert Fox. That was part of the World War II, and then you had a lot of the bombing that went on over Germany. That was a lot of, we lost a lot of people there, and a lot of planes. But,
how were the conditions on the ships that you were on?
Well, the conditions were, I would say, fair. That's the best I could say during that time, because those days, it wasn't like today where you got a lot of modern equipment. And for instance, on some of the freight ships, you didn't even have a toilet. Not for the crew, not for the ordinary crew. You had a toilet for maybe the officers, but not for the ordinary crew. Some of those ships, it was terrible. But we managed to survive. It was rough, but we survived.
How did the higher ranking officers treat maybe the pilots or the crew members?
Well, the officers, you just didn't see them unless they were giving you orders. And when you got where you were going in the place, they went one way and you went the other. So you only saw them on the ship when they come around to give you orders and to tell you what to do.
How did the soldiers interact with each other?
Well, there weren't any soldiers on our ship. They had cruise ships that carried soldiers from the United States over, but they were larger ships. They were like passenger ships. Soldiers that were enlisted to go and help the American, help the British fight, and they were shipped over. But they didn't go in our convoy because they would have been subjected to the submarines and torpedoed. So they went by themselves.
What was the significance of the ship that you were on?
Well, we were the supply boats. We were the suppliers. We took all the supplies, oils, arms and ammunition, all the fuels and stuff, planes, parts for airplanes, because a lot of the planes were made in the United States and assembled in England. So they were loaded on the ships and taken over there and assembled.
What was the state of America after the war?
Well, America just came out of the Depression, and the United States was moving along pretty good. When we returned, the war wasn't completed yet. When we returned from that convoy after we got back, which was the next year, we were given a choice to either go to Panama because they were building a submarine base in Colón. The place they called Cocosolo, Colón. They were building a submarine base there. And you had a choice, and you can go home or you can go to Colón and continue working and make some more money for it. So I went there. Stayed a year and a half in Colón building the submarine base. And during that time was when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor while we were there in Colón. That was in 1942. On a Sunday, we were off that Sunday. Everything closed down that Sunday afternoon. And later on, we were told that there was some Japanese aircraft carrier not far from the canal, hoping that they would conquer Hawaii and they can come in and jam the canal. They didn't make it. So they had to go back.
How did the depression affect the war?
Well, the war helped the depression to get better because people were able to go back to work and make money and get enough food to eat. And the depression was completed after the war.
Would you say that the depression led to a lot of people voluntarily participating into the war because they...
Yes, because that's a way to find work and get food for the family. The war was a big help for that, especially what the United States was doing. We volunteered and helped the British to go after Hitler.
What was your life like after you came back?
Oh, it was very good. I enjoyed it. I had fun. Lots of fun. Young man, I get back. Try to make up the best of it. Got married and had a family of my own, and then the work really started.
How did the people welcome you when the participants came back?
Well, I was welcome all over throughout the United States and at home, because when we stopped here, the people here that we knew were friends. They were all glad to see us, and when I went home, it was the same thing. They were all glad to see us.
Did the government provide any programs or anything like that for soldiers or participants in the war after they came back?
Well, not at the time. The only thing that the chance that they gave us was a chance to go to Colón and work and make extra money. And the company was a company from New York. That was the opportunity that we had, but we didn't have nothing else because we weren't actually in the armed services, but we were in service.
Do you feel that the war fought was worth it?
Oh yes, it was worth it. Killed a lot of people, but it saved a lot too. Saved the countries. Britain and Canada and the United States prospered from that because we achieved what we set out to do.
Do you have any mementos or keepsakes from your experience in the war?
Not really. No, I didn't keep anything. All I have is memories.